What other kinds of places are there on interstate?
On interstate. Well, that, you have to get off the interstate to get on the place. Oh, there's those, tourist rip-off places.
Okay. What's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Oh, to help, okay. The white, little white lines are to help you keep in your lane. The yellow lines tell you whether or not you can cross or change lanes.
What do you call those?
Yellow lines?
Call them yellow lines, or?
Yeah, the yellow lines.
If it's a two-lane road, if there's only two, one line of traffic going each way, what do you call it?
One line of traffic?
What do you call the line?
Two-way, oh.
If there's only, what I'm saying, it's not an interstate now, we're only talking about.
Oh, on a single.
If there's one lane of traffic going each direction, what would you call that line?
It's just the line.
Okay. What is, what do you call, if you don't have a line, what else do you sometimes have to divide a highway?
What do you call those things that, I didn't know they, this is what they were called until I heard someone say on television. What do you call those little buttons, they call them?
Oh, yeah, what are they?
Those little things.
What are they called?
They call them road buttons or traffic, not traffic buttons, but something buttons. But there's a little thing, you know, your light, but, you know.
But what about on an interstate or a big divided highway? What other kinds of things divide them or keep you in your lane?
Oh, like there could be a wall.
Okay.
Or like a rail, a guardrail.
Okay, in the middle. What else might be in the middle?
Grass, median.
You call that a median?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else?
No, that doesn't.
What about the city, maybe? Or concrete, or something?
Yeah, concrete.
What do you call those dividers?
Oh, you mean a little post?
No, if they were maybe a little island-like, like a grass median, or maybe
oh,
not that
median.
Big, what would you call?
Maybe not that big.
And make it concrete.
Oh. I it's just like a flat little thing like that. I'd probably just call it median.
Okay.
A little bit of median.
Where do you get off of one of those big interstate highways? What is it called?
An exit.
Okay. And where's the place you get back on called?
An exit.
Okay. Have wrecks?
Okay. Yes.
You call that what? An exit?
No, I was, well, that's the entrance.
Okay. Are there other kind of roads around your town that can be, can only be entered or left at special places? What do you call the other, besides an interstate?
Oh, one-way, you're talking about?
Well, a road that can only be entered at certain places and you can only get on it or get off of it at certain places. What are the names for those?
What, the kind of entrances to New York?
Not the entrances, the name of the road.
Oh, what was it called, the road?
No, where you can only get on them and off in certain places.
Highway, traffic, belt.
Okay. What are the main streets in Birmingham?
The names of them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's First Avenue.
Okay.
Birmingham goes by avenues. We don't have any street names. Oh, we got street names, but downtown is like, it's really easy to sort of figure out, like, it's like, avenues run north and south, and streets run east and west.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say 2448 4th Avenue North, then it's the 24th Street 4th Avenue North,
mm-hmm.
and then it's what we do find.
What other kinds of names are, besides streets and avenues, that are names of Birmingham, right? What other kinds of designations would you give for?
For a street? Oh, road, drive,
how the neighborhood?
Boulevard.
Is there any difference between those, or are those just terms, or?
Well, there's no difference between a road or a drive, really. I mean, it's just what they call it, names.
What about a boulevard?
Boulevard is probably a bigger road. I mean, it's like a, you know.
Okay. Anything else you can think of about a neighborhood?
Circle.
Okay.